Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another edition of News You Can Use right here on WTIC News Talk 1080. I'm Ann Baldwin, and one of my favorite people is in the house today. The energy level just goes up to 1,000 when you walk in the room. Miss Paulette Fox from OIC New Britain is here. Paulette, it's always good to sit across from you. It really is.
Thanks, Ann. It's always a pleasure to see you. I'm excited because anytime you ask me to do something, I'm not going to say no.
You do it. And I appreciate that because there's so much to talk about. And, you know, I've had the opportunity to get to know you, to get to know your OIC program. But for the people that are listening to the program, talk a little bit about OIC and really what your goals and objectives and as your legacy there. I mean, 39 years coming up this November, you'll have been at the helm of OIC. Remarkable. Remarkable.
Yeah. I agree. People don't stay on the job long no more.
No. Nope.
But I think when you have a passion and you have a mission to help improve the lives of people, especially youth between the ages of 11 to 24. So in the last 39 years for me, I've been working with middle school youth, high school youth, and out of school youth is my specialty. And OIC is the oldest employment and training program in the country. We're international and national network of OICs throughout the United States. There are five OICs on the continent of Africa. There's an OIC in the Philippines. And the largest OIC, if it's still in existence, is in Poland.
Wow.
And that was wonderful because in New Britain, we have a large Polish population.
Yes.
OIC started in 1971. Our first graduation class was in 1972. And at that time, it was basically adults who were getting their lives together. And our partner at that time was Northeast Utilities, which is now
wow.
Eversource.
Yep.
They hired for the last, when the program started, they hired all of our graduates, anybody who was interested. And they did that for about five consecutive years. And one person who is still alive and holding their own, and we always invite her to our annual gala, is Bessie Surratt. She's one of our first graduates. She still lives in New Britain and doing exceptionally well.
Great.
OIC and our preparation for preparing the future workforce, in Connecticut, there's five OICs, Bridgeport, New Haven, New London, Waterbury, and of course, the best is in New Britain.
Of course.
And as the senior exec, I work with all of the OICs to continue our mission of looking at individuals, meeting them where they at, and doing the hardest to serve. We have always done that. Every OIC, depending on their community, works in certain areas. I'm probably the only OIC out of the five of us that's primary focus and passion is youth. As a former teacher and guidance counselor, you can understand why.
Right.
So our program is designed to work with youth transitioning from fifth grade into sixth grade and giving them those 12 career competencies, which are the soft skills that Capital Workforce Partners, Capital Regional Educational Council, and employers and OIC developed probably about 19 years ago. And those are the soft skills that will help young adults and young people prepare for life and definitely to be successful employees in the world of work.
You know, and soft skills, we're talking about showing up on time.
Absolutely.
We're talking about a good handshake. We're talking about eye contact. We're talking about manners. Those are the things I think our kids in this generation especially are missing. You know, I know even here when I hire the younger generation, I got to teach some of that too, because you don't necessarily get that. And it's such an important and valuable tool to have. How hard is it for you, Paulette? I mean, who are these kids that come through your program?
Well, for me, starting out, I had Connie Wilson Collins, Emma Pierce, and Elton Brooks. And for us in New Britain, because we're a small community, which I love, I'm originally from Hartford, and we could not do what we do in New Britain and Hartford. And that's just my opinion, but growing up there, I know it was not done. But in this community, we form relationships with the parents, with the business community, with the city, and with the school district. And I've been fortunate to have great mentors, including you, Ann. You know, I know you're in there with me, too. I think if you listen to young people and meet them where they are and gain their trust and respect, you can teach them and have expectations that they will meet every time. And I don't care, I don't brand my youth by, you know, special ed, intellectually challenged, all those terms. We have more terms now than ever.
I know.
And I think that does not help us in our preparation and working with young people. I think most young people will arise to any occasion you challenge them to. And consistency. And I'm old school, so I believe in, remember, you're the employee, I'm the supervisor. In your family, you got a parent, you're the child. In school, you have the teacher. There's a system of authority. And our youth have lost that respect. They say they want respect, but respect is earned. And it's a two-way street. But it's also in the real world to work. You're going to have somebody in charge of you. I have a board of directors. Everybody will have a boss. Mm-hmm. Even if you own your own company, if you got investors, yeah, you're going to have somebody telling you what to do the rest of your life, regardless of what you do. So getting them to understand process and procedures and learning to listen. Our kids right now, and if they don't learn to cut down their music, a lot of them are going to be doing sign language by the time they're my age, because they'll be deaf. So we got a lot of work. And I think, again, for me, I've been blessed to have a partnership with the school district. We are fortunate now to be in a old Catholic school, the St. Anne's School on North Street. We have the whole facility for the next 13 years.
Wow. So that's off your mind. You know where you're going to live.
Yes.
So that gives you peace of mind.
Absolutely.
And you talk about community support, and that's how I was brought into it, by Bill Tomaso and the Tomaso family. You know, Bill always tells the story about he saves his ties, right? The ties, and he gives them to the OIC program.
Absolutely.
And then he comes in and he shows these young men how to tie a tie. I mean, just a basic thing. I couldn't even tie a tie. But, you know, these basic skills and the supportive community that you talk about, it's got to be hard, though, because you're putting all these kids, you know, in one building. Everybody's got different needs. Everybody's got different wants. Everybody's got different abilities. I mean, how have you done this and accomplished so much over all these years? How have you done it?
I'm smiling. For us, the staff is critical. Mm-hmm. And I was fortunate enough, I have about 4 staff that have been with me for like 10, 15, 20. And LaTanya Hill, I'm mentioning her name because she graduated from OIC way back when she graduated high school. She went into OIC. I was not there at that time. Back in, and got her accounting background. And today, she is my finance manager. We have clean audits. So I say that to say staff is critical, having that commitment and passion. And for us, in the world of work, we teach the basic rules are critical. everybody's going to have a structure, you're going to have a process, and you're going to have to follow that. Mm-hmm. And we do that. And again, it's a trusting factor. You got to have rules, you got to have standards. And we've been successful, and I also live in New Britain. And I think that makes a difference because at the age I am now, I am intergenerational. I have had grandparents, and the grandparents are younger. I have had the parents of the youth we are serving now.
Amazing.
And I use my youth and my alumni as my ambassadors. So I feel good about
That's great. You can't go anywhere in this town without people knowing who you are, right?
That's true.
You're a local celebrity. I mean, really.
Well, if you want to consider me a celebrity.
Well, you know what? I think it's not only because of what you do, Paulette, but it's also... what you've accomplished, and it's the energy, like I said, that you bring into the room. I mean, when I called you yesterday, I won't share our conversation, but it's just, you're just real. You know, you bring realness and reality to the situation. You really do. And you've got to have all these kids coming from different issues, different backgrounds, different, you know, but you can't, like you said before we started the show, whatever's distracting you, everybody's got their stuff, right? Everybody's got their demons. Everybody's got their stuff that's going on. But you have to put that aside and you have to focus on the end goal. And that's what you help these kids do. And you give them those skills. And talk about the business community and how important they are in supporting OIC. Because let's say it right out loud, you're a nonprofit.
Yeah. And the business community is the heartbeat to OIC. And as an employment and training program, it's critical. And I'm going to, the Tommaso family, Angelo Tommaso and Connie Wilson Collins and Elton Brooks and Emma Pierce were all great community people. And the Tommaso family really is invested in this community. And they have been a strong supporter of OIC. Bill Tommaso serves on my board. Mm-hmm. He has also worked and volunteered in the program, still comes in and speaks. And I think the business community, the resources that businesses can bring in, now at times it's not always about money.
Money, right.
With my new program, STEM Links,
is
on our website.
Yeah, I want to talk about that.
We are looking for the business community. I also run Summer Youth Employment and Learning Program funded by Capital Workforce Partners and American Savings Foundation. I need employers as speakers, work sites, supervisors who want to make a difference in a youth life. So the business community, resources, not just monetary, but if you have computers and not real old ones because, you know, technology changes. But if you want to invest in something that you can look at, invest in OIC's youth. They're well worth it. They rise to the occasion. We have one young man that just got hired by the city. He's in the accounting department, and he was in summer youth. He worked at Achieve. I'm not going to say his name, but if you're ever in New Britain, go up to accounting, and you will be so impressed by this young man.
How many students have gone through your program over the years? Do you know?
Yes. My count right now for me, who have actually completed the program in youth initiatives, it's probably about 15,000.
Wow. And I can't even ask you to pick out a couple of the success stories because I'm sure there's so many. But let's go back to the STEM Links program. So why was it important for you to implement? This is where it's at, right? You change with the times. I mean, you've got to keep implementing new programs, new learning, new education, and STEM is everywhere.
Absolutely. And I got to give OICs of America, my national office, credit because they went after a huge federal grant. So this STEM Link initiative is in partnership with OICs of America, OICs of Wilson, North Carolina, OIC of South Florida, which is a large program, and the Summit OIC in Minnesota. And this is a pilot for us. It's funded for 3 years and a whole bunch of money. People can go on our website. But in New Britain, we've been fortunate because the school district last year just went back to STEM mm-hmm. as opposed to STEAM. And we know, OICs know, that in the next 5 to 10 years for brown and black youth, this is an opportunity for them to have a STEM background. They will be able to get self-paying jobs. They'll be able to create their own businesses. But more importantly, they will be in the forefront of where this country is going. Science, technology, engineering, and math.
That's what STEM stands for.
That's what it stands for.
And that's where it's at. And, you know, OIC, and I got to put a shout out to New Britain Public Schools too, because all these programs that they are integrating into the educational system gives these kids an opportunity to start working right out of high school or to pursue the trades. You know, some of them are hands-on learners. Some of them, you know, aren't maybe college ready or college interested or affordability and all those different things. Right now in today's world, there's so many different options out there where four-year universities don't have to be your only solution to, you know, furthering your career. It really is something that you're exposing these kids to that I think more kids need to know about. It's great.
And I hope that the parents, especially starting, because everything around us is STEM. And as I begin to put together the curriculum in partnership with Joshua Hill, who is my coordinator over the program, and Sandy Molina, these are two young people. And I think that's important too, having staff that a lot younger than me, that really can relate, but you're training up a future workforce within a future workforce. And with the STEM initiative, last year I sat on the curriculum committee for the Consolidated School District as we were talking about STEM. Mm-hmm. Because one of the things that I love is the fact that our superintendent is engaging the community. That's critical for New Britain because we help them. It's right. A team partnership. And when our kids are healthy and safe in the community and have these career competency skills, these soft skills, they're going to perform well in the school system and in the classroom.
Right. These are the skills that you're providing for them to use every day. I want to make sure that we give out the website for OIC. And if you're just tuning in, again, we're speaking with Miss Paulette Fox. The website is New Britain OIC, all one word, .org. NewBritainOIC.org. They've got a great website. You can see some of the projects, some of the people. Who is part of the program? How do you choose who gets into OIC and how does that work?
Our sixth grade program, we work in partnership, our middle school program, should I say, we work in partnership with the school district. So we meet with the principals, we get referrals from the school district. When we do our summer program recruitment, OIC has a pipeline. So when we recruit fifth graders going into sixth grader, we get a list from the school district of those youth that really need to be engaged in a structured, fun, and educational, recreational program. And they stay with us. They're with us for about 6 weeks during the summer. They transition into our after-school program, and because we've been around for 50 years, and I've been there for 39 almost, we know the kids. Yeah. And I live in New Britain. I pass out flyers. Our youth tell them about our programs, because after-school programs should not look like the school day. And we have a lot of fun. We have a beautiful facility. We have a gym. We have a stage. We have large classrooms. And now they're air-conditioned thanks to American Savings Foundation for a facilities upgrade grant. We could not have done this without them. So I'm excited to see where we're going to go. And our youth bring their siblings. So not only are we intergenerational, but we deal with siblings. And our youth will stay with us from sixth grade, go all the way through our high school program. And we have a 90% graduation rate.
Incredible.
Why do I know? Because in partnership with the district, I'm able to get the graduation list and look at my kids. And we use the A-plus system in New Britain, all your after-school partners.
That's amazing. You got your banquet coming up.
Yes. Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's always fun. I know. I always love to go to that. We get to get all dressed up. You always look beautiful. And so tell us about that.
This year's theme is continuing the legacy of OIC. You know, last year we did 50 years, and this year we're going into our 51st year. But our banquet will be a celebration of our success stories. And kudos out to some of the people that we're going to be honoring. Mallory Dupree, who grew up in New Britain. She works for the city of New Britain, is getting the highest award that you can get. That's the Leon Howard Sullivan Award. Caleb Milligan, that works with Community Foundation, but also was very active in organizing the Buzz, which is a part of the chamber. Those are your young professionals. We're honoring her. Frank Fusco, who works here at One Liberty Square. here with the Tommaso Group. We're honoring him. I could not have done the upgrade project without the help of Frank Fusco and the Tommaso family. And that was all in kind. And last but not least, I have to give kudos to the former chief of police, mm-hmm. Charles Schutz. We are honoring him. So if you want a good time, the food, we're not going to tell you, because everybody has stolen. Other agencies have stolen my menu, so I'm not going to share that. But we are doing something that's going to be different and creative. And Teresa's Caterers is probably one of the best in the area. She is going to create an unforgettable meal. And it's going to be an evening where you'll be listening to success stories. People went through OIC, and now they're actually adults. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're not kids. We're talking 28, 30.
Right.
And to share a little bit of what OIC has meant to them. So I'm excited.
Oh, that's right. When is it?
It's June 3rd.
Oh, it's coming up. It'll be here before you know it.
It's at the Greek Hall in New Britain. Mm-hmm. It's 5:30 till about 8:30. We will have some fun after hours for those of you that can hang out with us. And it's black and white. It's after 5 attire, because people always ask, gala means dressy, but some people don't realize that. And it's going to be just a fun evening.
I'll never forget the banquet that you had where you hired the female comedian.
Yes.
Remember her?
Trinine.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. I have never laughed so hard in my life. And that's the thing about, you know, some of these banquets can be boring and they're just, they drag on and drag on. Not the OIC banquet. There's always a lot going on and lots of action. And to hear these people's success stories and the inspiration of that. Does everybody make it through your program?
Yes. Some may take a little longer. Once you're involved in OIC, you're ours forever. We stay and follow up with you, because a lot of our youth, we copy like Social Security cards and all those things, that important documents that especially the age range 18 to 24, they move around, they lose stuff. They know that once they've been in our program, they can get copies. They can use our computer lab if they need to use the copy machine or scan something. So you're an OIC forever. We stay in contact with you. Sometimes, because of situations, life happens. Mm-hmm. We may lose a youth for a couple of months or something, but they always come back. And that's because of our connection, yep, with meeting people where they are. And they know we have an open door policy. And they know we love them. It's
right.
Love.
Right, right. And you've built that foundation and they want to come back.
Yes.
Right? Like you said, things happen. Who knows what's going on in people's lives?
Absolutely.
But if they go away for a while, they want to go back to that stability, to that security, to that family, to that learning. I mean, they want, it's,
yes,
not that young people don't want this, right, Paulette? People do want to learn. People, but they need someone that's no nonsense style, which I think you have, very passionate, but you say what you mean and people get it. But that's what we need, more direction. We need more strong input in our society, I think.
And I think that people sometimes let the stereotypes of our youth, if you have a do-rag on or they're wearing a hoodie, oh, they must be. And a lot of times they're not. Hoodies, a lot of times, are security blankets, like Linus and Peanut, you know,
yeah,
with this little blanket.
Yeah.
So once you get to understand why you're wearing a do-rag, and maybe in the professional world, you don't need to wear that because you're really handsome, and maybe you need a haircut and you can't afford a haircut. But if you don't develop those ground-level relationships, if you don't have an interest and understanding the diversity of our youth. And in New Britain, we have just about every ethnic group you can think of,
yep,
which is so exciting. We are like a little United Nations,
mm-hmm,
which I love.
Right.
I learned so much. And be open to youth. I give my youth an opportunity to critique me.
Oh, you do?
And I don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
And again, I'm going to share my age, because I'm 72, and everybody's like, everybody's retiring and stuff. People retire, that's great. But when you have a passion and a love, and we still have so much work to do, and as long as I have the energy level I have, I'm going to continue. I may not be at the helm all the time, but I will always be in the background to empower young people to arise to the occasion and to be successful, because it's in them. It's in them.
Oh, my gosh. We got to take a poignant pause after that. I mean, it's just, it's so inspirational. I wish you could see the passion and Paulette Fox's face. I mean, it's here. It is. And, you know, I applaud you because it can't be easy. You know, dealing with youth today, regardless, I mean, it can't be easy. Every day's going to have its challenges, right? Even with your own kids, every day has its challenges. But when you see the outcome and you see the success stories and the people that you've mentored and that are successful today, I mean, what does it feel like to have how many thousands of kids that you sure. have through the program? You know, thank you, Paulette Fox, for what you've done.
I'm trying not to cry.
You are crying, and that's okay, because you should take credit, and it's a passion that you have like none other I've ever seen. I mean, if you've ever met Paulette Fox, you will never forget her. I mean, you're just amazing. It's amazing, and you've got to stay where you're at, because you're doing such a great thing. Nobody else can do what you do, I don't think. All right. We're both crying. But you know, it's something to be proud of, Paulette, and I hope you pat yourself on the back every now and then too, because sometimes the strongest leaders and the strongest people don't get enough credit, you know. And I really want you to have.
And that. I do, because you know how your arm can go back.
Yes, so it can.
When I wake up in the morning, I give thanks to God.
Yep.
And then I say, "You got another day," and every day, in my whole 39 years, I've never had a day exactly the same.
No.
And I love it.
Me too. Isn't that the fun part?
Yes.
You never know what's going to go on in
yes.
the course of the day. Every minute changes, and that's what keeps us going.
I love it.
Well, Ms. Paulette Fox, Executive Director of OIC right here in New Britain, continued success to you. I sit back and admire you from afar. I'm proud to be here as a business owner in New Britain and to be a little bit involved in OIC. And I want you guys to look it up, check it out, and see how you can get involved and support OICNewBritain.org. OICNewBritain.org. Come to the banquet, black and white. We're going to get dressed up. We're going to have some fun. But support these students. Support this organization, because, you know, I hate this phrase, but it does take a village. Does it not?
Absolutely.
It does. Well, thank you, honey. It was
thank
good to
you,
see you.
It's always a pleasure.
Oh, my goodness. How much fun. And, of course, we couldn't do this without you. Thank you for tuning in to this edition of News You Can Use right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.